Let us start on the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Hoya Kaira B'Sefer Ala Iskaifa. Again, to refresh our memories, let us look into the Perish Chai 2:13, that we have two tziyurim of a picture of a Iskaifa, and the second chelik of the Mishnah, Kaira B'Reish Agag. A person was leaning in a sefer, and he was on a sefer, on a stoop, and his galgul has sefer miyodai, and it rolled out, he's a gudi miyodai, but part of it is lying now in the Rishus Arab. Gailalai etzlai, he's permitted to be gailalit back. What if he was leaning beroi shagag, and his galgul has sefer miyodai? So the Tanakam holds actually yegia la sorat tvachim. If it did not reach a sorat tvachim, the sorat tvachim of the Rishus Arabim, goyloloi etzloi, that's picture 12, Aleph. Mishi yegia la sorat tvachim, if it already reached the sorat tvachim, oiv chayal aksav. So then he turns it upside down. So it shouldn't be, there should be a lesser bezoin of the Kisvei Kodesh. As long as it is not resting on the ground, even though there's a hefsik mashuhu bein hasefer laoretz, is goyloloi etzlai. Rab Shimon Omer afilu baoretz atzmai, afilu it is lying on the ground, goyloloi etzlai shein lechadavo mishum shvus oimer bifnei kisvei hakodesh. Since the din is bezoyin kisvei hakodesh, so they were matter a shvus in order to be matzos for him from bezoyin. Let us see Rashi. Hoya kairei b'sefer. So Rashi says kol svarim hasuyim b'meiri shaynim. The svarim hasuyim b'glile kisefer teire shalom. Gailaloi etzloi hoyol v'roishoi echad b'yodoi. Since roishoi echad b'yodoi. The Gemara Meforish Lo. Just understand the Svara of Roishay Echad B'yodai, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shinun Bey says, Mutar La'aviyai Etzloi, the Ein Kan Hanoche. It is not what in the first case, the case of Askoife. It is not considered that it is Munach B'shus Aram, Kiven Sheroish Hasheni B'yodai, V'yochel La'aviyai Etzloi. So Memelitz, it's not considered like he became Munach in a different Rishus. V'im kein b'meshem moishchoi u'magviyoi min ha'oretz lo'y nechsha v'akir. It's not called he's oikirid because it's not called it was ever Munach in the Rishus. There's a tziruf, since it was b'yodoi, kivin shchoi shesheini b'yodoi, v'yochei la'viyoi etzloi, so it's not called Munach in that Rishus. That's ha'il b'roi she'echot b'yodoi. Lasor atvachim, lasor atachtoinim shabishus arabim, vekula meforish begmorat. Hoiv chayal aksar, hoisi yois klape yakaisel, shelo yeimutul kolkach bebezoinim inichay ad shetech, shachilizate etul meitzoi shabbos. Mishum shvus, kigain zu shelo yinof al miyodo, it's not nof al miyodo, shrei ochaz baroi shayechot, he's still holding on to one roish. Ve'ein kan, so the only thing that is wrong, elam mishum gzeira dilme nafel kule miyodei va'asil asuye. As we mentioned before, since it's a good biyodei, so this alone being goylulit, there's nothing wrong with that at all. So there is a gzeira, if will be permitted to be goylulit, he might bring it back onto the gag when it fell completely in the Rishus Arab. So that Rab Shimon says they were not geyser. Ain chadavu mishum shvus oimed b'fnei kisvei hakodesh. Kolisa d'rabbanon havishvus. So the Gemara asks, "Say askoifa eichidomi. What is this askoifa? What type of a rishus is it? Ilaim iskoifa rishus hayochid. It will say the iskoifa is a rishus hayochid. That's why we have in the picture. It's gavoya yud verochav dalit v'kamo. And in front of the iskoifa is a rishus harabim. V'loi gazrinon. So the tane of iskoifa holds. We are not geyser dilmen nofal. So he's standing in the rishus hayochid. It's a good ibiyodai. V'loi gazrinon dilmen nofal v'osil asuyei. So money Rab Shimon he. So this is go. So comes out this mission is going according to Rab Shimon and the Sefer. Rab Shimon and the Sefer speaking about Agag. Mamish the same case that it's a good to be yodai Bershus Ayochid and it's Munach Bershus Arabim and Rab Shimon was Mater and Rab Yehud and the Tanakama Asher. Money Rab Shimon he. The Omar Kodo Vashumishum Shvus Ainu Aimid Bifnekis Vyakoidish. Aim or safe, so we have a similar case in the safe. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Afilu Ein Mesulik Min Haoretz, Ela Moloi Hachut, Goy Loloi Etzloi. Rabbi Shimon Imer, Afilu Boretz Atzma, Goy Loloi Etzloi. Frekti Gemorem, Reishe V'Seifer Rabbi Shimon. So it comes out the Reish and the safe is Rabbi Shimon, Mitzioso Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ritva explains the terminology of the Gemara is not really what the Kash is. He says, usually when we have such a terminology, the Reishes, Reishe V'Seife, such a terminology is used when we have two Stambovis. The Lekel Ameima Hailishna Leicha Diktoni Tane Bovi Demasnissin Stam. The Tana said two stam bovis in the Mishnah. Chad bove ketana chad, veidach ketana chine. So then the Gemara asks, Reisha Rab Shimon, Misaifa Rab Yudah. Two stam Mishnah, two stam bovis in the same Mishnah, and the Reisha goes according to one Tana, the Seva goes according to the other Tana. But that is not pshat, but here there's no stam over here. Here the Reisha is stam, and the Seva says Rab Shimon. So here the Kash is Vahocha Ocheboy. If he brought down this halacha in the sefer, he brought down a machloikas, three machloikas. Rab Shimon holds the halacha is hazoi. So he first brought down Rab Shimon in the sefer. So it seems that the Reish is not Rab Shimon. The Reish is speaking about an askeifer. So Yochid can only go according to Rab Shimon. That's John the Gemara's kasha. Ever the Gemara, Omar Rab Yehuda in. Reisha v'sefer Rab Shimon, Mitziyosa Rab Yehuda. So the Ritva says, so what is Pshat? So Pshat is that, V'hochi koma, Tane, Dovor ze shamarti lecho bereisha, I told you aloch is Tame. That if it's an askoi for Reisha Sayochi, you'll have to be goylele. That's what I told you is Tame. But you should know, Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Barab Shimoni. So Lamai said that Allah, I'm telling you, is a Machloikis Tanoim. That is the Rabbi Yehuda learned Pshat in the Mishnah. First he said a Stam Aloche. And then right away he brings down, but this is not a Aloche Moskemis, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Iskoy for Rishus HaYochid Gvoya Sora Chova Abo Vekamo Rishus HaRab Lefane Rishus HaRab Vekoma Masnis Naf Agav Demunach Roishoy Birshus HaRab Even though Roishoy is Munach Birshus HaRab Im Goy Leloim Etzloy Birshus HaYochid Veloy Gazrin Endul Menofi Kule Miyodei Vosi Lasu Yedi Kechiv Chatos We are not Goyzer. So Memele, so the Gemara asks, money mas nisen deloy goza. Who does the Mishnah go like that when that goes? Rab Shimoni. The Oma loy gozro shvus bekisvi ha-koydish. The Rab Yehuda, ha-omar im mesulek min ha-oretz, meloy ha-chut deloy noch. Rab Yehuda says, if it's mesulek min ha-oretz, meloy ha-chut deloy noch, who the goy loy ha-etzloy? Then you're permitted to be goylulit. Then this is not similar to nefila. So if he'll be goylul this, he won't be goylul when it fell. Avol hunach koldu, but Rabbi Yehuda holds of sunach koldu, also the gazrin and igudi biyodai, ota eichet enof ol kule. So the Rabbi Yehuda's teretz was einachanami. Reishe v'sefer Rab Shimon, mitziyosa, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, einachanami. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi said, Hoche b'iskoife hanidreses askinon. Rabbi says, we are speaking about iskoife hanidreses. We are speaking about, what shall iskoife hanidreses? So Rashi says, lo'olam iskoife rishus hayochet. We're speaking about an iskoife, which is a reshus hayochid. Aval, this iskoife is nidreses. This iskoife, the stoop, is used as a thoroughfare. The regel harabim oiveres derech lo. From the reshus harabim, they go through this iskoife. We'll be mocking some email, looking at picture 11 on page 2/3. We see how people went through the iskoife. So Memele, if this Sefer will be spread out on the Eskoife and people are walking by, so the Eskoife on the dresses, Mokim the dresses, Ragni Odom Oimdim, Ike Bezoyin Kisvei HaKoydish. So there's a Bezoyin Kisvei HaKoydish. Lohochi Shor Yua Legoylo Loyetzle, because people, Mamish, will be stepping on it. Since the people walk through this Eskoife, it's a thoroughfare over there. Leido Milekoyre Begag, there is not such a bezoyim. It's not a bezoyim of stepping. No one will step on it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it touched the ground. So touch the ground. So I think it's a bezoyim that a sefer is hanging from the roof till the ground. But it's not such a terrible bezoyim. So memele there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that they were machmer, they were geyser. Touching the ground, maybe if it will be permitted to roll it back up again, he might be matter himself to take it back in when it's lying completely on the ground. Because there is not such a tremendous bezoin of Kisvei HaKodesh. Mishamach, Eicha Denoch, Gosar Rav Yudha. But if it's a skoif and it dresses, it's a stoop that there's a thoroughfare there, people are walking on the skoif and we have a safer there, Moide, the Kivin, the Oig, the Biyode, the Lamais, the Oig, the Biyode. And the whole thing is only a gzeire. Maybe it might pull out of his head. He might pick it up. That was Rabbi's Teretz. Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye is Takashe to Rabbi. We learned someplace that is Meforish the Mishnah. If that's what it says in the Mishnah by a skoife, one is permitted to be goylo. It depends. Toich dalet amis. If the seifa only spread out in dalet amis b'shusarabim, it's not more than dalet amis b'shusarabim. Goylo loy etzloy. So then he's permitted to be goylo. Chutz l'dalet, but what if the sefer spread out, it's more than dalet ames and the rishus harabim, hoifrei alaksa. So then it's hoifrei alaksa. Bi'amrit be'iskoife nidreses hanidreses askinan. If you'll say that the Mishnah is speaking about iskoife hanidreses, in Shadis we will matter ashvus, b'mokim b'zoyin kisvei koidesh, Mali toich baladames, Mali chutz larbames. What is the difference? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi toich arba ames, akir alas koife koi. This is explaining the Mishnah akir alas koife. I don't know where this paraisa is, but it says as follows: toich arba ames. If the seifa is toich arba ames, shalayn is gal galas seifa ad arba ames bekarket. Still toich arba ames. So then he's goylo. It's chutz l'arba ames, mali chutz l'arba, akula shvusi. The whole thing is a shvus. Doig de biyode. That means what he's doing now is nothing. It's not called noch b'shus harabim, iker adin, as we mentioned before. Since it's oig de biyode, it's biyode to bring it back, so it's never called noch b'shus harabim. Umali mavir dalad ames b'shus harabim. What's the difference between mavir dalad ames b'shus harabim? Mali machnis mishus harabim liskoife rishus hayochid. Or if it's teich daladamis, both are the raisis over here. That means if you're chayish, if you are chayish, it might fall. So what's the difference if it'll end up being machnis or be maver? But kashor is lo. You are matter if it's teich daladamis. Mishum doig de biyodai. V'yesh ka mishum bezoyim. That's what you said. But as Kaifa Nidre says, there no shvusim apply, because this bezoyim kisvei kodesh. V'chi heiche de shoris lahachnes mishus harabim liskoife, if it's oig de biyodai, אך אינם איסלון למשרי להעביר דל ודמס בשוס הרב. Just like we are matter the iser of achnose, the rabbonan dik achnose, so we should be matter the iser of havore. Yeah, we'll come back to this kasha, but let's go a little further. So that was Abaye's kasha. Elo omar Abaye. So Abaye comes and makes now a new akimte. We are speaking that iskoife is not gavoya yutfachem. The iskoife is gavoya testfachem. So it's a kamalis. Rishus arabim oiveris lefonel. There's rishus arabim in front of it. Toich daledam is, so now, if the seife fell, toich daledam is, rolled out toich daledam is, we'd be geyser. What would be if it will fall out of his hand? There's a mokim to be geyser. If we'll be mata oigde biyodai, when it's nofal, he'll be mata nofal if it's not oigde biyodai. So what can be? The nofal, the teich dal damit nofal of maisile, if it will fall into the rishus harabim, umaisile, and he'll bring it, we'll bring it back to the askoife, li'osu dechiyev chatas. So if it will fall, and they'll bring it back, that's what you're afraid of. So li'osu, that's only on the rabbonin. So he's taking from a reshus haram to a karmelis. So memele, now that it didn't fall, so they want geyser. It's shori le'rabbonin. So they want geyser, oig de biyode, oto ein oig de biyode, since ein oig de biyode is also only osami the rabbonin, so it's a gzeire le'gzeire. But if the sefer rolled out, it's chutz l'arba. So what would be if it would have fallen there completely? If he'd bring it in, then he'd be chayiv achatos, because he's ma'avad al damas b'shus harabim. So then it's lo shori le rabbonon. Then the Rabbonon weren't matter. So that's how Abaye said Pshat and the Beraise, that the only matter by Iskoife Kamulis, if by Nofal, there'll only be an Issa the Rabbonon, so then they were matter by Yigudah Biyode. But if by Nofal there'll be an Issa the Raise, they were not Kaisa. Zot Rashi. Iskoife Kamulis, Rechova Arbo, ואין גוי ועשור. וחוץ לו רשוס הרבים, ולפנים ממנו רשוס היוחד. That's what Rashi said, לפנים ממנו רשוס היוחד, that we need for the Gemara later. ומה יסי לו מרשוס הרבים לסקויפה? So if it fell, תויך תל אדמס, and he'll bring it back into the סקויפה, אין כאן חייב חטא, there's no חייב חטא. Ba'afilu ein eigde ביודה, אפילו אין eigde, אפילו he's not holding it, to מרשוס הרבים לקלם לסמייל. Is hocho, the oigde biyodai, shori le lechatchila. That's oigde biyodai, shori le lechatchila. But, if it's chutz le daladames, so if maisile, chayiv chato, shema vir arba ames b'shus harabim, hocho, the oigde biyodai, le shori le lechatchila. So here that it's oigde biyodai, le shori le lechatchila. L'chayre, from this Gemara, L'chayre, we see a Moira Dikaraya, Teshitas Rashi, in Mesech Tesukir. The Teitzoas Chayim, in Simen Aleph, brings down a three-way machloikis, really a four-way machloikis, between the Rashba, Teisves, Taisis and Erevin, a Meiri, and Rashi and Sukkot. The Rashba Shita is, in Erevin Daf Lamed Gimel, if a person will take a chayfetz, which is munach b'shus ayochet, and bimava dalad ames b'shus arabim, and put it into another b'shus ayochet, so the Rashba holds, there's no chi of deraisa on that, because the chiyev maver bald ames b'shus harabim is davke if you made an akiren anoche b'shus harabim. And akiren b'shus hayochad, anoche b'shus hayochad, yom maver bald ames b'shus harabim, there's no chiyev. Not shittes harashbe. Taisvis in Erevin is medame it to meleches moishit. By moishit, the aloche is that you, it's a little different than moishit. That's how the Rashba understands Taisvis. By moishit, the aloche is if you hand over from the Yuta Achas, if you're going with the length of the Rishus Harabim, you hand over from one balcony to another balcony, going the same side, they're both on the same side of the Rishus Harabim, so that's the Chi of Moishit. So Taisvis learns there's a Chi by Mavir. If you take from one Rishus HaYochid and you carry it over to another Rishus HaYochid, even you're going on the width of the Rishus HaRabim, it's also Pseps Me'ein Melechus Moishit. You're also Chayiv. That's Shittas HaTaisvis. The Taitzos Chayim wants to say that according to Taisvis, since it's Me'ein Melechus Moishit, it wasn't the Mishkin by the Noisei HaOrim, since it's main meleches moishit, you don't be mavad al damas b'shus harab. You take from b'shus hayochid, and akir b'shus hayochid, anoch b'shus hayochid, b'shus harab b'emtza, you don't need dalet amas b'shus harab. It's a type of a meloche, that you oike b'shus hayochid, you menir b'shus hayochid, derech b'shus harab. That's Shittas HaTaisvis. Shittas HaMe'iri, the Me'iri in Sukkah says, that, if a person takes a chayfetz meshus hayochid, Kveige also says the same shtik teire, if a person takes a chayfetz meshus hayochid, it's mavad al damas b'shus harabim, makes anoch and another meshus hayochid, so the Miri says, yechayv al tzmavir. Here he says, mavir, and the Miri asks, akash, even though there was no akir and anoch and b'shus harabim, but there was akir and anoch and b'shus hayochid, so you mitzarev the akir and the anoch b'shus hayochid, and even though there was avor b'shus harabim. Rashi in Sukkah is the greatest chiddush. Rashi in Sukkah, that's how Rabbi Kveig understood Pshat in Rashi, that Tzitzis Yisrael understands Pshat in Rashi. And Rashi says, if you'll take out of a kalmelis, you'll be oikev from a kalmelis, and you'll be mavad al damas b'shus harab, you also chay. And the Tzitzis Yisrael says he doesn't know if the Miri will be moide to Rashi. The Miri holds davke by Rishus HaYochid, that's a choshev Rishus. Then, you could use the Akira and the Anoch in the Rishus HaYochid to be mitzvah l'chiyuv. But an Akira in a Kalmelis, does nicht. That's Rashi. So we have a Rashi in Sukkah that says, you make an Akira from a Kalmelis, and you mavad al damas Rishus HaRab, make Anoch in the Rishus HaRab, it's chay. So l'chayre, here we have, let us look at what Abaye said. Abaye said it's false. We're speaking about an escape for Kalmelis. So he says like this. If the sefer fell, Teich Taladamis, so you're going to take the sefer, and you're going to, Maisi Lei, what does Rashi say, Maisi Lei, Meshus HaRabim L'Skoife, you're going to take the sefer from the Meshus HaRabim to the Skoife, so there's no Isser D'Arais if it's Teich Taladamis. So Mamela, then they won Geyser. Masha Einkein, in the sefer, that is Dalad Amis. So, it's Dalad Amis away, so if we'll take it, Maisilei, so Lachayre, that machan agzeir shava Maisilei, the same Maisilei. Lachayre, if here we'll take it, he'll be chayiv. Why if we'll take it, he'll be chayiv, we'll take it from the Rishus HaRabim and bring it into the Askeife. So he's making an Akira B'Rishus HaRabim and Anoch in a Kamalis. The Gemara says, Yechayiv. So we have a Meir de Keraye, Teshitas Rashi. And the Taisus HaRosh also says this Loshen. Taisus HaRosh says, the Gezrini Dul Ma'ose Li Yulei, Mershus HaRabim Shenis Galgul Shom, Allah HaSkoife Shu Koire. That's what Geizer, I mean, he's laning on HaSkoife, he'll go out to the Mershus HaRabim and bring it back to the HaSkoife. So here's a Meir de Keraye to Shittas Rashi. The only one I found the vial who speaks about this is the Goyin Yaakov. The Goyin Yaakov, Machsach Wissendik von Gornisht, When the Gainyakim says Pshat in the Gemara, so the Gainyakim says like this. Imaisile, we're afraid, Imaisile, va'omad lofush mikame de solik las koifa. So he says a shtikteich over here. That we're afraid, if it's chutz l'dalet ames, he might bring it, and they'll stand right before the askoife, they'll stand right before the askoife, and it'll be ma'avad al-damas b'shusarab. So the ganyakev l'mshat, the gemara means it's a delicate situation. Now the sefer is chutz l'dalet-damas, and he might come to a deraisa. Good, if he doesn't stop, it won't come to a deraisa. But it might come to a deraisa. Dilav hochi, zok the ganyakev, leka hanoche b'shusarab mele b'kalmelis. So what are you afraid of? So Baruch Hashem amach sich wissen dik von unser gemara. And that's how he says Pshat. So Mestam, all the other Rishonim, Kveis also learned like that. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. Frek the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, so now Abaye said now Pshat in the Baraisa, that if it's Chutz L'dal L'damis, they were geyser because there's a potential mavir. If we're going to be mat over here, he might come to be mavir the Alabama's b'shusara. Frek de gemore, ihochi, toich daledames, nami nigzer. Frek de gemore, psantosante kash. So if you're afraid of potential chilul Shabbos, and when there's a potential chilul Shabbos, you are geyser. Ihochi, toich daledames, nami nigzer. Let's be geyser. Dilme ma'ayil mershus harabim l'shus hayochid. Maybe he'll take it in from the rishus harabim. He won't stop by the kamalis. He'll bring it into the house. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Nami nigzel, Rabbi Yehuda de Gozer Shvus, Afiki v'kisvei HaKodesh. You're saying it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda also. That, yeah, and the reason is because this is a Karmelist. Nigzel, Dilma nofel kule miyodei, v'ozel v'shokelei b'shus harabim, v'maiselei beraglov b'teich habayis d'achis koidim, and bring it into the bayis d'achis koidim. V'kama ayil m'shus harabim l'shus hayochim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So before we go further, I saw that Taisus HaRosh asks a tamer. He says he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. He asks like this. He says, Nehei de gozrinim, Vilma ose leyulei mershus harabim, shenizgalgul sham, ala eskoife shu koirei. That was the gzeire. There was a gzeire. It fell into the reshus harabim. He was koire and this koife, so with goise, he won't, if you'll be matter by good biyodi, be matter by a good biyodi, so mele he'll take from the reshus harabim that it's there to the koife that he was laying there, he'll take it out, he's in the middle of laying, so I'll go and take it back. Avachi bishvil ze nigzer sheme yovi oise lebais, avachikum tazak zere, sheme shemayim. Now you're asking a kasha, maybe you'll take it into the house. He wants to leave it there. He says, how did it get there? The skoif is the kamalas. So al kolchoch erev Shabbos, he took it out of the reshus hayoch. He took it out of the house. Ki b'shabbos lehevim reshus hayoch idal askoif. So it was there. So mehechitesi, all of a sudden, we're crying a shayla, maybe he's going to take from the reshus harabim to the reshus hayoch. So I thought, perhaps we can say, according to the Goin Yaakov, the Gemara's kasha is more the good. That's the Ihochi. The Gemara is saying as follows. According to the Goin Yaakov, we're thinking of possibilities which are not Muchach. That means like this. The Goin Yaakov did not learn like the Taisus HaRosh. We're not afraid he'll make things back to status quo. It was before in the Reshus HaRabban, he'll take it into the Karmelis. If you're afraid of that, so there's no Yisrael Dereis over here, because from a Rishus Harab to a Kamus, no Yisrael Mavir. But the Gemara says this is a dangerous situation. Listen, it's now Dalad Amos and it's Rishus Harab. Maybe he might stop. Make it, It's a Rishus HaRatni. Maybe he'll stop before he enters the Carmelist. So the Gemara says, E-hochi, oh, the Klaus has Elche Shailalech. And because of that, you machme. So maybe he'll go in from the Askeife. The same legitimate reason you have to say, maybe he'll stop. He'll be an Oymed Lofush before entering the Carmelist, because it's a dangerous matzav over here. We're playing with fire. We're playing with Yisuri Deraisa. We can't assume that it's going to be a simple situation. He's going to pick it up from the Rishus HaRav and bring it to the Carmelist. And maybe he's going to be a Neimed Lofush. Maybe. So the Gemara says, Ihochi. So if you clang of maybes, so maybe he'll bring it into the house also. That's the Gemara. So the Ihochi is Gewaldig good. That's Ihochi Take. In Taka the Tosis Arosh that Lerm Shatul Mosul Loyumishus Arabim Ada Askoife, he blies by Tzorachin. He doesn't understand Taka Bishat in the Gemara's Kasha. Now, on this Kasha, the Gemara says two very interesting Terutzim. Very interesting Terutzim. So the Gemara says, but first the Gemara wants to bring a Rai. V'chi teime, maybe you'll tell me. Even the mafsek is kalmelis. Maybe you'll tell me lalocha. Philly brings it in from the Rishus HaRav to the Rishus HaYochid. But since it's a kalmelis that's mafsek, less lombo, so there's no isodir ice anymore. V'omaro v'hamavir chayfetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba. Rav has said, if a person is mavir chayfetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba v'evirid derech olav chayev. So let us see the perish chay. The Beis Chai says, Pshat, this is Rashi's Pshat. Perhaps the Bein Chananel's Pshat by Yosan Erebin. Picture 13 on page 214. So what is Pshat? That a person went and picked up a chayfetz and put it up from the Rishus HaRabim. He picked it derech olav over his head. So that means it's zicha lamay lamay asoret. So he picked it up from Rishus HaRabim. He went to Dalad Amis or three amas, whatever it is, and it's l'mayla me'asor. And l'mayla me'asor is a mokim p'tu. L'mayla me'asor is a mokim p'tu. And later he puts it down at the end of the Dalad Amas. So the shayla is, he was mavir b'rshus HaRabim, but be'emtza havore, there was a hiluch of a mokim p'tu. He was oiker b'rshus HaRabim. It was Meniach more than Dal Damis away, but the Etzem Avore, there was a Mokim Ptur in between. It went through a Mokim Ptur, Lamaila Meyu. So the Gemara says, if you'll tell me a Teretz, that we're not afraid, he might pick it up from the Rishus HaRab and bring it into the Rishus HaYochid, Derech Kamlis, because since he's going Derech Ptur, so that is mafsik between the Akira Shalchiyim and the Anocha Shalchiyim. So the Gemara says there's no such thing. So Memelis, I'm back to my Kashim. Let us see Rashi. He lifted it over his head. Sha'okroi mershus harabim. Boi lichoi derech lamayla miroi shoi v'inichoi lesoif arba chayev. Va'af al gav da'avire mokim p'tu. It's a mokim p'tu. Di gavoya asore v'ein boi mokim roichev arbo. That means that if we have a roichev arbo then so it's reshus hayochid. So that means it's gavoya asore, it's not reshus harabim. There's no roichev arbo over there to make it reshus hayochid. Alme. And so what is it? So it's a mokim p'tur. Aber alme, kiven de loy noch be mokim p'tur, loy mahani. So it, this mokim p'tur does not help to be mesalik techir. Achinami loy mahani. So it's also the same thing. Kiven de loy noch be skoife. Since he was not noch be skoife, avol gav de doris alo, even though he's walking on the skoif, abalava noch as gufu, that's a called, he was noch, elim ken nomad lofush, so he was not noch, so the just is only a hiluch of mokim ptu, bein akir va noch. So, Rav said, that, a hiluch of mokim tulbe nakira vanoche is not a poita. Dachsamir, from this gemore is a raya, there's a famous Abchayim alashas that says a shtik teure. Abchayim, he wants to find for a Rambam, but this is a Abchayim in Ksubis and Elunaris. So Abchayim wants to differentiate between Meleches Haitzor and Meleches Havore. And Abchayim says as follows. By Meleches Haitzor, so he says, the Gormei Hachiyuv is the Akire Bershus HaYochid and the Hanoche Bershus HaRab. The in-between is garnish, it's nothing. That's garnish with garnish. Asha'enken, he says, by Mavir, so he says, by Mavir Dalet Amis Bershus HaRab, the Etzem Havor is also from the Chelek HaMachayiv. Not only Akire here and Hanoche there. The Etzem Havor Dalet Amis Bershus HaRab is the Chelek of the Machayiv. So the way Rashi learns, oh, she takes this a different pshat in the Gemara, so it's no raya. But the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, fakert, so Rav is said, fakert, the Yisod of Rav was said, I'm lechas mavil. That he looked with the head, there was no avore, talad ames b'shus harab. There was avore mokim ptur. So we see also the same Yisod, that by mavil also, the ger me'achiv is only the kir and the anoche. The in-between is le'mal le'mayrit. So what do we say? That no, the Rabchaim said a shtik teir in the Rambam, but the Rambam learns like Rashi pshat in the Gemara. That's the problem. The same you saw, the Rabbi Magi brings down Rashi, and then the Rambam's pshat, the Rambam learns this pshat in Rove. So l'chayre, what the Chapsay is given, that the Rambam also holds that in Meleches Mavir, the Iker is Dakir and Danoche, and the in-between is Leimal or Leimal. Al-Kopon, in fact, the Gemara Akashi, Frick the Gemara that so we're back to the Kasha, so we should be afraid. Maybe he'll pick it up. Why Teich Dal Damas is good? He might pick it up with Shus Harab and bring it into the Shus Hayoch. And for the Gemara. Hoche b'may askinen ba'askoifa aruche. This is speaking about a very long askoifa. What the Shia very long is, I haven't the faintest idea. But speaking about a long askoifa, Adahochi, Vahochi, Mitka. By the time he's walking into Haskoiva, he's walking and walking and walking, that's what happens to Shabbos. So he's gonna make a Hanoch in the middle. We have nothing to worry about. A long Haskoiva, we have nothing but to worry about. Beskoiva Aruche, Sheyeshlo Meshech Godel Perochpo, Mershus HaRabim Ad Toich HaBayis, it's very long. Dinami Nofi Kulei Miyodoi Loi Osi Ledechi Yivchatos. There's nothing what to worry about. That the Hochi Niska, he'll remind himself that it's Shabbos. Vo'imid Lofish Al Haskoifah. So he'll remind himself it's Shabbos. I'll take it. I'll take it from Mershus HaRabim to Mershus HaYochid. Vo'odo Ma'ayolei. Then he'll bring it in. So Memele, the Gemara was Seimech, and we have to know what Aruche means, 2 miles, but Al Kalponim episode, the Gemara, there's nothing more to worry about. Askoif Aruche, El Zichecha. Abrami Nuaz was Moira in the tzir of the Sefer when it was Al Roish Agag. And with Goizer, he might go down and pick it up. So the time it takes, okay, Roish Agag, if it's a Gag of Yitzvachim Memele. But if he's on the Empire State Building, until the time he goes down, the commissioner didn't differentiate. By the time he goes down, he says, then he won't chap that, he's not allowed to bring it back up again. He has a long journey going down. Here the Gemara says, while he's holding this sefer in the askoifa, that's a chapen, as if he wanted to go to Shus HaYochid, that's a chapen, and here, going down, he's going to bring it up back into the Rishus HaYochid. That's one teretz, which is very interesting. The second teretz perhaps is even more interesting. We're speaking about Haskoifah She'ein Aruches. So we have a problem. He might pick it up from the Rishus HaYochid and bring it to the Rishus HaYochid. Stam Kisvei HaKoidesh Iyuni Ma'ayim Bu'u U'monach Lohu. Help us to check out.
פילי פלוי. זאת רשי, סתם כיסוי הקודש יוני אמיינבו, כי מוטי באסקויפה, a season come back to the scope, you think he's going to bring it right back into the Rishus HaYochid? You don't understand. He was in the middle of the story. He was learning about that David HaMelech threw the stone at Goliath. And he was so excited, and all of a sudden the thing fell out of his hand. So he has to find out what happened. So when he goes and he takes it up from the Rishus HaRabim, he won't wait to go into the Rishus HaYochid to figure out what happened. As soon as he reaches the Askoifer, he's going to open up the Sefer to see what happened afterwards. The Goliath died, didn't he die? Zek the Gemara, the Leichosh, Dilma Mayimbu Bishus Arabim. He'll be so curious to find out what happened. He won't wait till he comes into the Askoifer. He's going to look already in the Rishus HaRabim to see what happened. Then after he finds out what happened, so Mamele, so then he's going to bring it in. So that's not a good test. But Dachsimel, the Gemara is telling us that what I said, the Baisim at Goliath is Chazal. That's the difference between us and Chazal. Bimei Chazal, a person was in the middle of learning. He was in the middle and it fell out of his hand. So it was a dava poshet by Chazal. If he's in the middle of learning, we're not speaking about Bittul Teich over here. He was so engrossed, he has to see what's going to happen further, whatever the Indian is. The shail is where he's going to look. He's going to look in the Rishus HaRabim right away. But he's in the middle. He was torn away from the learning. It fell out of his hand. He was torn away from learning. He says, you're going to stop him to see, to finish the sugya. He won't go away. By us, we can be sitting and the Gemara is in front of us and you have two chavrusas and even if one remembered to look into the Gemara, but he's in the Gemara and out of the Gemara. He's not engrossed. We're not in the Gemara. By the Gemara was a dava poshut. It's meiridik. It was a dava. If a person is in the middle, he'll zicha, he won't go out of the Gemara. He has to kapot him and the sugya where he is. It's meiridik. But the Gemara says, Fakert, the Gemara says, that Sikha is going to be mine. He won't be mine in Das Koife. He'll be mine in the Rishus HaRab. And then later, Maya will be in the Rishus HaYor. So the Gemara, so it's bitter. And for the Gemara, money Ben Azai, it's going according to Ben Azai. Doma, Mahalach, Koime, Domi. And for the Gemara, it's going according to Ben Azai. That Mahalach, Koime. So what? Pshat, says, Doch Meiredik. So according to Ben Azai, what are you afraid of? He's going to go and pick it up in the Rishus HaRab and bring it into the Rishus HaYochid. But Ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'imid, and Ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'imid, so Lemaise, as soon as he walks into the Askoife, so it's called Nochba Askoife, so he took from a Rishus HaRabim to an Askoife, which is a Rabbonon. The male, there's nothing what to worry about. Money Ben Azai Dama Mahalach Ka'imid Dami. It's going according to Ben Azai, the whole Mahalach Ka'imid Dami. Now, if I had a shtickle kashe on the Goyin Yaakov, on this Teretz of the Gemara, Taisvis and Shabbos that Hayim at Beis brings down a shaila according to Ben Azai, that Ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'imidami. So Taisvis asks, how is one Mechuyev Mavad Aldamas B'Shus HaRab? Mahalach Ka'imidami. So he never was Mavad Aldamas B'Shus HaRab. So Taisvis brings down first the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Bekoifet. And if he jumps to Aldamas, then he's chayav. If he taka walks to Aldamas, he's potter. So, you have to know over here how the Bereise stems with the Yerushalmi over here. If it's chutzla to Aldamas, we're afraid what are you afraid of? According to Ben Azai, what are you afraid of? We'll be a koifetz. It's very interesting. I mean, that's Tamazay a problem. I mean, so what are you afraid of? It's chutzal dal damas. Mustama will walk back. They should be afraid of a koifetz. Fine.
Then Taisa says, Bavli holds that it's, that the holding of Mavir is Aloch Lamaisha Misinai. And we have Aloch Lamaisha Misinai, Yechayev, even though you hold Mahalach Koinit. Fine. So now, the Rivo has a Sophic, this is actually how the Sassemis learns Pshat and the Rivo of Sophic. So you have here Aloch Lamaisha Misinai, Mavir is Chayev, even though it's Mahalach Koinit, Mavir is Chayev. So Rivo clears a Shaila. What is Pshat and the Aloch Lamaisha Misinai? So you can learn two ways. So one way you could learn, but here there's a gilui atayre, that you don't say mahalach koimet. He says mahalach koimet is a svara. When a person is walking, it's considered like he's anoch. It's a svara. So then it's a svara. But by meleches mavir, you don't say mahalach koimet. That's one way you can learn pshat. Or you can learn another pshat. You can learn bemes mahalach koimet. Mahalach koimet. No, here is a gilui akra that a filu an oimid lavush also won't shter meleches mavir. Mahalach koimid. But an oimid lavush also won't shter. Now let us explain a little better. So the Rebbe says, there'll be a meredik and afkamin. He says like this. What'll be the din? Let's start from the second lane. What if we say, mahalach koimid? Mahalach koimid is a svara. Person, I'm walking, I'm standing. I'm standing. And if the Torah said Yechayev, so the Torah said by Meleches Mavir, an Amida Lofush doesn't stare the Meloche. It's not called the Hefzik in the Meloche. You put it down, it's called the Hefzik in the Meloche. But if I pick up a Chavitz and walk to Amis and stand for 5 minutes, so even though it's an Oymid Lofush, because here the Gili Akro is that Oymid Lofush is not called Noch Legabi Meleches Mavir. That's one way. Another way, the first way was that Emerson, no, it's the other way around. That there's a gilu yakro, that here you don't say mahalach koimet. In meleches mavir, you don't say mahalach koimet. So mamelos, I'm not an oimet. So what'll be if a person walks to Amis and he stops, and he'll take a bipota. But if he walks straight, you don't say mahalach koimet, so it's called Zutteriva, according to this mahalach. So what'll be the din if a person walks more than 4 amis? Will he be chayiv already? Als mahalach koimet. So the Rivo says, according to this mahalach, if he didn't stop, he won't be chayiv. If a person will pick up something and walk 5 amis, so he's not chayiv yet. I'm mahalach koimet. So he made a hanoch already, but by meleches mavir, is nish gezok gewon the halacha of mahalach koimet. So the Rivo says, according to this mahalach, he'll only be chayiv, will be an oimid lofush. Then he'll be chayiv. But being a mahalach koimid, he's not chayiv, because here the gili yakro is that mahalach koimid, you don't say mahalach koimid. You don't say mahalach koimid. That, so it's according to this mahalach, in the Rivo, you don't say mahalach koimid by melech Shabbos. And according to the first Mahalach, that we mentioned, so Mahalach is always Ka'oimid. No, Oimid Gufe, by Meleches Mavir, Oimid Lofush, by Meleches Mavir, Oimid Lofush, is Eichet Golnish Mishgon, it's not considered a Hefzik. It's not considered a Hefzik in the Meloche. So lechayre, if oimid lofush is not, because every mahalach is an oimid, and it's not a hefsik. So lechayre, if it's not called a hefsik, so lechayre, if it'll be an oimid lofush after daladamis, he should also be, it shouldn't be chayre, because there was a gili akro that oimid is not called a hanoche. That's the gili akro. Oimid is not called a hanoche. So lechayre, so now we have Akasha and the Goyin Yaakov. The Goyin Yaakov said, what is the whole Shaila? What are we afraid of? We're afraid of that maybe he'll pick it up in the Rishus HaRabim. Maybe he'll pick it up in the Rishus HaRabim. And before he enters the Kalmus, he'll be an Oimid Lofush. And now the Gemara is saying that this Barais is going according to Ben Azai. So according to one Mahalach in the Rivo, Lechayre, if he'll be an Oimid Lofush, he also won't be Chayim. Because by Meleches Mavir, we have a Gili Akro that Oymed Lofush is not called Anoche. Because it would be called Anoche in the middle also should pater. That was one Mahalach in the Rivo. The Rivo wanted to say, how did Habe benazi lo im Schatten des Halacha. So benazi lo im Schatten des Halacha, that even though every Mahalach is an Oymet, every Mahalach is equivalent to Oymet Lofosh. Af al Pikein, there's a Gilu Yakro, that it doesn't have a Teiris Hanoche, Lagabi Melechis Av Mavir, unless he puts it down Mamish. So Lachayre, if he'll stop, he'll be an Oymet Lofosh Mamish, after the Dalad Amas, he also won't be Chayim. So Mamele, so why did the Baraisa ask Chut for Dalad Amis? And the whole Isser is because he might be a name of Lofosh, Zot the Ganyakev. Okay, according to the Rivo, an Oymed Lofosh also won't be Chayiv. Because by, I have a Gili Akro that Mahalach, that an Oymed does not have a Teres Hanoch Lagabim Lechis Mav. So Lachayre won't stem with the Rivo. Let us see Rashi. V'dilma nafel kulei l'reshus haram. V'shokil lei uv'ayin beihosam. And look there in the reshus haram. V'maylo lehedil abayis. Leikoy askoifa midi. Won't be standing on the askoifa. Will be ma'ayin already. B'reshus haram. Mahalach koyim edomi. Ilkach leke l'migzah midi. There's nothing but to be goyza. The nafel kulei. Umayale, and they'll bring it in, by Pachzim Daldamas, given the Doris Alaskoif, Areika Oymed Bekalmelus. The Enkan Chiyev Chatas. So there's no Chiyev Chatas. Frek the Gemore Vaitem. Vidil Mizorik Lu Mizrek. Eichet a very interesting Kasha, Frek the Gemore, who says is going to walk through the Askoif, into the Rishus HaYochid, if he walks through, then it's a blessing. So maybe it's already noch in the skoif. Maybe he's going to throw it from the Rishus HaRabim. Maybe he's going to throw it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. The Omer Rabbi Yochid Nemoide Benazi Bezoirik. That's a Benazi. That's not Kluta Kemisha Unchadomi. So maybe, so if he throws it through the skoif, it's not called noch baskoif. So Mamela he says so there's still a potential mokim of chiyuv. Omar avache barave zaysay meres ein mizarkin kisvei hakodesh. Not allowed to throw kisvei hakodesh. So Mamela, so nothing to be afraid of. So Rashi, dama Rabbi Yechon Merkama de Shabbos de zeirik lavkoi medomi. Sok Taisus. V'i amrit v'askoifa hanidreses. Eistus. Abaye est akashe ter Rabbe. Eistus. Rabbe had said that it's speaking about askoifa hanidreses. Askoifa hanidreses, since there's a kvalike epizoyin of kisvei kodesh, so then they were matter, everyone is made that they were matter ashvus. So the Gemara Sabai, yes, if the Matar is doing the Skype and the dresses, so if it's Chutz Lidal Bahamas, also should be Matar Eshvus. Mali Teicha Bahamas, Mali Chutz Lidal Bahamas. Zok Teisves, Mishum, so why did Abaye only ask this Kashe according to Rabbi, and according to Rabbi Yehuda? We also have the same Kashe. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says the Mishum is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was Matar Eshvus, but Mokim Kisvei Kodesh. We also have the same Kashe. So what is the difference if it is if it's chutz l'dal adamis, if it's toich dal adamis, the matar hashvus, the mokim kisvei kodesh. So it's toich l'enech anami, mishim d'koye lei d'rabe, mach shel l'rabe. Who would in the high pir anami have l'rab yudid, or kirei shek harab shimen. The same kasha applies to an rab yudid according to rab shimen. The Tal Teire asks a kasha, says he doesn't understand Bechlal Abayis kasha. Abayis kasha asks, what is the difference between if it's Teich Daladamis, if it's Chutzla Daladamis? So the Tal Teire asks, Teire, it seems he learned like, let us learn a minute like Rashi. Really, it's no difference. let us learn like Rashi, that the Shaila is, it'll be Mavel Dalad Amis B'Shus HaRabim, it'll take it from the Shus HaRabim, or put it on that, or put it on the Eskoifer. Be Mavel Dalad Amis, and put it on the Eskoifer. So he says like this, if it's Chutz L'Dalad, if it's Teich Dalad Amis, it'll fall down. No, we're talking about Eskoifer on the dresses. So if it's Teich Dalad Amis, it fell down, so what'll be the din? I'll take it from the Rishus HaRabim and the Skype. It'll be over one Issa the Raisa. It'll be over one Issa the Raisa of Hachnose. It'll be over one Issa the Raisa. And that, the Gemara said, so the Gzeire, the Gzeire, might be over one Issa the Raisa. So the Gemara says, Mokim Kispe HaKodish, but then Kispe HaKodish, the one Kaisa. If it's Chutz L'Dalad Amis, and they'll take it from Chutz L'Dalad Amis, and they'll put it on the Skype, so mechayel be yoyver tu yisun, or be yoyver isa mavir, and isa rachnose. So lechayel, what's the kashe? Could be that what they were makel. What's the whole kashe? This is a gzeire, these are two shvusim. That means it's a gzeire, he might be mavir, and he might be machnes. There's a problem of puchilul shabbos over here. So could be here, they were machmer. What is the Gemara's kasha? He brings a tshuva to Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega declares, whenever b'mokim shvus legozo, what is this chash of two isurim? Were they goyza or weren't they goyza? He says, l'chayra, we have a raya from our Gemara. The Gemara, p'tabayat metami given, he says, here there's two isurim involved. If it will fall, it'll be over two isurim. It'll be over this amavir, and this arachnos. Elo Amar Rabbi, the Tosfos writes, "Hocha b'iskoifer kamlus askinim." Bim Toimer, the Tosfos Amir the Kekash. For loy mafli gabay ben kamlus l'shus harabim lekama. Gabi loyamid adam. The Gemara says, "There's a Mishnah." Loyamid adam b'shus hayochid v'yishte b'shus harab. It means as follows: he's standing in the reshus hayochid, and his head is bent over into the reshus harabim. He's drinking a glass of water in the Rishus Arab. So the reason he's not allowed to do this is because we're afraid he might bring in the glass, since it's Roshay, since Ruboy is Rishus HaYochid, he's just bent over a little bit in the Rishus Arab, he might decide to straighten up, and he'll bring the cup with the water into the Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, La Yamid Odom Rishus HaYochid, the Yishta Rishus Arab. Be boilus, and the Gemara clears a shayla, kamalis mai. What will the aloche be if let's say he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and it's a roshe be kamalis? So, are you geyser, maybe he'll take in, he's not allowed to drink, because he might take the cup from the kamalis into the Rishus HaYochid. Be boilus, kamalis mai. Just like they were geyser by Rishus HaRabim, they were geyser by a kamlus. So let us say, for all practical purposes, is a psamashmois of Rashi and Shabbos, that Abaye held that even though Stamazoi were not geyser gzeira l'gzeira, but by Shabbos they were geyser gzeira l'gzeira. Let us assume that that is pshat in Abaye for 1 minute. So Mamela Abaye holds with geyser gzeira l'gzeira by Shabbos. So by a kamlus, by a kamlis, so some mela, what are you afraid of? I mean, the whole thing, now he's not doing anything wrong. We're afraid he might come and bring the kais into the Rishus HaYochid, and if he does that, it's also Issa Darabona. So you geyser now, gzeir l'gzeir. No, Abaye holds, by Shabbos, we're geyser gzeir l'gzeir. Omer Abaye, he. So for Ektach Toise, so if Abaye holds, you geyser gzeir l'gzeir. So Abizoy, so vosat Abaye of Kitom. By saying it's speaking about Eskoifer Kamalis. So therefore we want Geyser because Afilo, it will fall into the Rishus HaRabim, and he'll take it in. He's only taking from a Rishus HaRabim to a Kamalis, which is an Issa Darabonah. So therefore, they want Geyser, Gzeira, Gzeira. Abaye, how do we Geyser, Gzeira, Gzeira? That's Abaye. So what Pshat and Abaye says? The ein loyma the davke bekisvei hakodesh shori hoche. No, here we have a tadla heta. Here we're speaking about kisvei hakodesh. No, kisvei hakodesh. Kisvei HaKadosh is Kisvei HaKadosh, so b'meile, so normally, you guys exeirel exeirel, but Kisvei HaKadosh man guys. Mishum b'zoyin, abo b'shal mirliyos, from the common mashme, the lekesh was klal b'iskoife kamulis. The Gemara later, v'aistachoy, snapshot is that really we should ask, and they were matter l'tzeirel Kisvei HaKadosh. The Gemara v'aistachoy, there's no issa whatsoever. Gabi, the choitrin yaveles. In order to understand, there's a Gemara weiter. There's a Gemara weiter as follows. The Gemara asks a stira from two Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah weiter that says that one is permitted to cut off a wart on a kolbem tomit, biyodoi, in the Beis HaMikdash. Means you had a kolbem tomit, Shabbos. And you got a mum, there's a wart there, so you're allowed to take off the wart with a shinui, how you da biyat. Why? Because it's a shvus, and ain't shvus b'migdash, fine. In fact, the Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Psochem that says that if a Korban Pesach has a wart, it's not matter to take off the wart. Akashe. So the Gemara says that Teretz, one of the rutzim is that they were only matter a shvus b'migdosh b'mokem migdosh. That means, where is the kolbem tomet? The kolbem tomet is in the Beis HaMikdash. They were mavaka the tomet in the Beis HaMikdash. So there, they take off the wart in the Beis HaMikdash. Masha ain came. The kolbem pesach, each, the bailam were boidik their kolbem pesach, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but they were boidik it in the house. Each one had their own kolbem pesach. So there, they're gonna take off the wart b'medina. That means it's the tzeirech mikdash, but you're being over the shvus b'medina. So a shvus, the mikdash b'moke medina, lo hitiru. Finished. That's what the Gemara says. Frak the Gemara amoyr de kekashe. Ha the Gemara at medami given in yon. So the Gemara says, what are you telling me? A shvus, the mikdash, b'medina they weren't matter. So the Gemara says, I have an offenes tira. What's an offenes tira? From our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Po yekayre b'sefer alayis koyfe nizgalgal asefer miyodei goyle loy etzloy." So the Gemara in the Havmina learns that speaking about is koyfe rishus hayoch. So the Gemara says, "You matter because of bezoyin kisvei kodesh." So kisvei kodesh is like mikdash. So good, you matter b'mokim kisvei kodesh. It's also you matter shvus b'mikdash, but it's b'medine. Frek the Gemara, how could you tell me? How could you tell me that they were not matar ashvus the migdash b'medina? Here the heter is it's a double kodesh. So the matar sefer Torah is like the base of migdash. It's a double kodesh. So the matar ashvus the migdash, but it's b'medina. He's slapping it in. So how are you allowed to do? So Abaye says there. I told you it's not speaking about a rishus hayoch. It's speaking about a kamalus. Speaking about a kamalus. So there's no shvus whatsoever. There's no that to a matar ashvus. There's no shvus there. So you see, klal from that gemara, that by a kamalist, there's no shvus whatsoever, because it's a gzeirel, they never were geyser, so it's gonish, but gonish. By a kamalist, you know what matter a shvus, let's say, bizoyin kisvei kodesh. It's mutter legamri. So my melo, back to the kasha. V'lav mi yokimne, at mashme, the lack of shvus klal biskoife kamalus. Kabi de choit chinyabeles, the komas, abaye said there, v'lav mi yokimne biskoife kamalus, which is the rabbi of anel, the kivin that good to be yoda, for the shvus nami lack. Mashme, di have a shvus, if there'd be some sort of a shvus, I have a sherinin. Kabi kisve koidish. Mishum de shvus de migdash, be medina loyitiru, but it's no shvus whatsoever, so therefore they were matter. For Oymeri, so the Ri answers the Gabi Shtiye, Shayech, Lemigzer Tvei, Shema Yovi Etzloi, Vechein Machat, Atchuvaloi, Bebigdoi, Dostrina Lotzis, Boma Boidyoim, Shema Yeitzi, Mishach Sheikho, the Maisilo, Hida, Lekamre, Kamre, the Shabbos, Bahanu Shayech, Lemigzer Tvei, Gzeira, Legzeira, Mehidoch. So Taisus answers and Taisus Rosh is a little clearer as follows. That our Abaye was Goizer. Gzeira legzeira is not the way we had mentioned before, a mashmois of Rashi, that by Shabbos is goyza gzeira legzeira. No. Davke, this gzeira legzeira was goyza because it's a milsa de shriche. He's standing by Shus HaYochid, and he's drinking, and the roisha is bekamlus. So this is a milsa de shriche that he might go, and we can some 90% out of 100, every person who's standing in the Rishus HaYochid and drinking from a kamos will bring back the kais into the Rishus HaYochid. So the Meile, so this is the Milsa de Shriche, so here they were geyser. Even though in Yesod it's a gzeira le gzeira. So, but over here, our case, our case not a Milsa de Shriche, he's sitting on his skoife, he's learning in his skoife, a kamalist, so he has to be geyser. Maybe it'll fall out of his hands and they'll bring it back. This is not a Shriche, this is not a Milsa de Shriche, it's not a Milsa de Shriche, they weren't geyser, so it's a gzeira le gzeira.
Since I said the sefer the hochelav dafke, so we're saying lemaisa by an eskoife, the heter is by a kamlus it's heter gomo without any new heter. My year did not get sefer mishamili. So why does it say hoyekayre be sefer? And what if it was reading lahavdo something else? That's not a sefer. So it also be mutter. Or if he had a beged, and the beged will roll out of his hand. The sefer have a davke. Why does it say so davke a sefer? Because we can be assured he's going to stop in. He's going to be mayin in the sefer. But like this, why does it say sefer? Shloimer the noket sefer lashminon the bereisha lachire. L'chayil is a poshta teretz as a sefer. Because the Gemara asked the kasha, let's be afraid, he'll throw it into the Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara answered that they're not zayre kisvei HaKadosh. But if it won't be a sefer, l'chayil, you have to be afraid. But Taisa says, Yisrael noket sefer, l'shmin in the Barai Shagag, lo yiglel oi etzloi. Afuki mida Rab Shimon, what's the davke by a skoif is mutter a seifer, or a shagag is osar a seifer.